Minnesota's seen a record number of whooping cough cases this year, and the tally keeps getting bigger. Amy Marie Schmidt, who is a registered nurse at Sawtooth Clinic, is here to tell us all about whooping cough. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, tell me, do we have any?
Currently?
Yeah, here.
Not that I know of.
Oh.
I mean, there has been. We had some last year show up, probably around this time last year. Not to my knowledge, we haven't had anybody report to the clinic with any symptoms this year.
Well, apparently it's kind of bad in the state.
Yep, but definitely the increase is going up and up. We're seeing a lot more cases of it in Minnesota and actually all over the country.
What causes it? Give me the technical name for it.
Well, pertussis is the technical name, also known as whooping cough, like you said. And it's a disease that is caused by a bacteria that affects the lungs. And it kind of starts off as a regular cold, but then within a couple weeks, the cough gets extremely severe, and the person is having kind of these fits of coughing that are just coming, you know, without stopping, and they're coughing, sometimes so hard that they'll throw up or break a rib or not be...
Really?
Yeah, it's severe, or not be able to get a breath, which is where that whooping sound comes from, especially in young kids when they're trying to catch a breath between coughs. They will do a big inhale that kind of sounds like a whoop.
So I guess... If you got it, you kind of know it.
Yes, you do. And it lasts a long time. That severe cough can last, 4 to 6 weeks.
Well, what can you do? What can is this an immunization thing?
There is. There is an immunization for kids under the age of 6. There's the DTaP. And then for people over the age of 7 up to 64, and including people over 64, especially if they're going to be around young kids, we have the Tdap vaccine.
That's what?
Tetanus, diphtheria, and pertussis.
Oh, okay.
So it's a three-part vaccine.
And I read from the Department of Health that this kind of is a cyclical.
Yeah, and there's a couple of things that are, probably causing this uptick of people showing up with pertussis. One, like you said, with the cyclical nature, people are getting vaccinated, but the vaccine isn't lifelong immunity, so it starts to wear off. So then we'll see a rise of the disease again when the vaccine has started to wear off on a lot of people, and then people get vaccinated again, and it'll go back down. But also, a lot of people are choosing, we're seeing less people vaccinating overall. People are deciding not to vaccinate because...
Yeah, that's a big controversy. Yeah.
It is. And so then when people don't vaccinate, then it obviously shows back up in greater numbers again, too. So.
Can I catch this from somebody?
Yeah.
So I'm not going to hang around with people who haven't been vaccinated.
No. Yeah. I mean, if you do have this, it's best to stay home because it is very contagious. And then just other natural things that you would do, cover your cough if you're coughing, wash your hands, and come to the clinic if you feel like you maybe have pertussis, because then we can swab you. If you do have it, we treat you with antibiotics, and then you're only contagious for 5 days.
Is there anything I can do to avoid this?
Well, you get the vaccination would be one good thing. Yep. And then, just like I talked about with washing the hands and just trying to keep yourself healthy.
So there's germs out there lurking.
There are.
Okay. Just before I let you go, just a fact.
Sure.
The end of last week, state public health officials had confirmed 1,881 cases of pertussis in Minnesota. That's an increase of 7%, as you said, it's going up, over the 1,758 cases that had been reported by the end of June. So this thing has taken off.
It is, yeah. So, come to the clinic and get your vaccination.
If you feel like you got something more than just a cold.
Yeah. Yep. Come in. Yep.
Okay.
Wow. So, call the clinic if you have questions, 387-2330.
And as for Amy Schmidt.
Yeah.
Thank you for stopping by and filling us in. Let's hope we don't see any of it here, but
in fact,
if we do, the clinic's the place to go.
You're right. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Amy.